Simon Reish Samach Vav. Please excuse my lack of voice. Sif Beis through Sif Vav. Really continuation of the halachas that we started last week. Of Mishayech Shechoy Baderech. There's an order of events of what a person should do if he gets stuck with an animal and Shabbos starts. An animal and a goy. If he has a goy, the best thing is to use the goy to give whatever he has for the goy and let the goy carry it. If you don't trust the goy, or you don't have a goy, then you should put your stuff on your animal. However, you have to make sure that your animal does not do malacha for you. So if the animal is going to pick up it, is going to start walking and stop walking, then it does the akira and anacha for you. So you have to make sure that after the animal already starts walking, so it's in the middle of walking, it's not doing akira system for you, then you put down the stuff on top of him. It sounds like that the maskonas habir alacha is that, not like the Rambam, rather like the Rajba, that you do not have to take it off before it stops. You can take it off already after it stops, since it didn't do akira, you don't have to worry about the anacha. Now with regard to that alacha, it sounds like, but anacha is also awesome. To do just one without the other pasha is also awesome. It could be that Bechlal, with regard to the Isur Mechamer, what is the Isur Mechamer? Mechamer is when there's two Isurim that involved a person's animal. One of them is Mechamer, and that is when the animal does a malacha because you called it to do a malacha. We're still in Reish Tamachlav. Because we called it to do a malacha. For example, you scream at your animal to come and take something from the Shuzar Amtar, that's Mechamer. Then there's Shvistas Behemtai, which is also when an animal does a malacha for you. What's the difference between the two of them? The difference is that Mechamer applies even if it's not your own animal. Shvistas Behemtai is dafka when it's your own animal. And Shvistas Behemtai applies even when you don't scream. If the animal is doing something for you, he's doing a malacha for you, then even if you didn't call it to do it, but if you set it up before Shabbos and it should do it, then that's also a problem. Now with regard to Mechamer, an interesting question that somebody told me came up this Yontif, and this will probably end because it's not too much. There is one interesting thing about Mechamer that says this halacha is not to scream too loud. Mishnah Berurah says what seems to be a massive chiddush. Kosva prima godim yeshli zar kishrei medes b'shabbos v'shus harabim avalerei tzadik v'shusim. If you're ever in downtown Philadelphia or New York or one of these places that they have animals that are hooked up to carriages and they're taking people around and it's sitting there in the v'shus harabim and it's not moving, it says you have to be careful, don't talk too loud. If you're going to speak too loud, the animal's going to get all startled and it's going to start walking because of you. Then afilu behem seferes, even though it doesn't belong to you. Now it's not exactly clear. He says v'yekim mechamer. It's not mamish mechamer because he's not doing malacha. It's hard to say if it's the creation of the one that seems to be with chiddush. However, he says one should not do that. Now the question that came up was, and this will bring us to another chiddush with regard to mechamer. Is somebody in a sukkah this past year, a cat walked inside and the cat stepped onto the cord that was the main cord that had all his electricity hooked up. It was like, I guess, an extension cord that everything hooked up, and pulled it out and or moved it a little bit slightly and all electricity went out. He wanted to know, can you get the cat, can you call the cat to walk back and try to step on it again to get electricity back started? He obviously didn't pull it out, it was just moved a little bit. Can you do that? Is that a problem? So we had three questions. Shvisas behemtoy, mechamer, and Amir Lakam. So Amir Lakam depends whether or not Amir Lakam merely is wrong. Is the Isser, we'll have to see after Hanukkah Bez Hashem, is this shlichus or is nirake shluchai? Is nirake shluchai maybe applies even to animals? But with regard to Shvisas Behemtai, it's like we said before, and Shvisas Behemtai is only if it's your animal. The male over here was not your cat, therefore you don't have to worry about it. With regard to Mechamer, so for some reason he said he wasn't Mechamer, the person was telling me over the story, and he couldn't remember why. Now, as some of the Pesach Shuvis mentions, is what we had said beforehand, the Pashas Mechamer, except by Haitzah Nachnosa, the Machamer and the Carmelist, Pashas Isser Mechamer is only when the animal is doing Isser Daraisa. If the animal is doing an Isser Darabanan, then it's not a problem. The male, if you hold electricity, it's only Darabanan, it wouldn't be Mechamer to get the cat started again. Nevertheless, he tried, and the cat was not hooked there.